Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Trevor Noah said, let's talk about the State of the Union address, that one night a year where Joe Biden stays up past 6 p.m. Jimmy Fallon, Biden spoke for 62 minutes. Well, actually, he spoke for 10 with 52 minutes of clapping. Kimmel, more than 33 million Americans watched Graham POTUS speak for more than an hour. He announced he'll release 60 million barrels of oil from a national reserve, which is good news for Ted Cruz's hair. Trevor, you know, at times this speech was like a birthday card from a four-year-old. A lot of words didn't make sense, but you got what it was trying to say. Seth, according to a new poll, 71% of Americans who watched President Biden's State of the Union address had a positive reaction to the speech. But let's be honest, everybody who would have had a negative reaction was watching Yellowstone. Let's start here. This is like getting pretty serious. This is about Pete Davidson. This is from People. On Wednesday, Kanye West shared footage of a video for his new song, Easy. In the video, a claymation version of Pete Davidson is kidnapped, tied up, and buried alive. There's nothing funny here. I know I've had fun with this whole story, but this is serious and scary. After growing roses around the comedian, West is then seen standing on top of a garden as the lyrics, God save me from that crash, just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass, so we're not hiding who this is about. Kanye then references Skeet, and words appear on the screen according to People. Everyone lived happily ever after, except Skeet, you know who, JK, he's fine. Mr. West, I hope you find peace, and I hope you do not harm Pete Davidson. The Rap asks, should John Mulaney be canceled for ageism? Yeah? All right, writer David Gittins. David Gittins is the executive director of Age Inclusion in Media. That's an independent nonprofit dedicated to changing the narrative of age in entertainment and media. I guess he's not going to like that I shared a Biden joke in the opening. David writes, in his last SNL appearance, for example, John Mulaney joked about silencing his grandmother because of her age. He said older people should not be listened to because they're about to leave the restaurant. It's called comedy. He then told us how close he was to his grandmother, only to then dismiss her wish for a new driver's license photograph. And that was funny because it's laughable for older people to experience vanity, desires, and emotions, you know, like real people. If John Mulaney had told someone to shut up just because she was a woman or because she was Jewish or black, we would know he's a bigot and no one would have laughed. But he only dismissed her because she was old. And in the current climate for comedy, that's okay. And everybody laughed. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm just going to do my yeah thing. The article continues. Of course, SNL's had a history of denigrating older people for years. Bill Hader portrayed Herb Welch as an out-of-touch and inept TV reporter who's habitually racist and sexist. I don't remember those at all, those sketches. In these sketches, Herb's racism and sexism stems from the fact that he's old, and that's just how old people are. Herb Welch also draws from the deep well of comedy known as dementia, because when is mental decline not funny? In another viral SNL skit called Amazon Echo Silver, older people are portrayed as too dumb for new technology and so unworthy of attention that even a machine gets bored listening to them. That sketch was hailed as hilarious by TechCrunch and brilliant by CNET. In this and other sketches, SNL often puts performers in grayface. Oh my God, come on, man. Really? Grayface? Is this article serious? SNL often puts performers in grayface hair and makeup for easy laughs, because when it comes to age, misrepresentation is always funny. With jokes aimed against older people, John Mulaney appears to be on safe ground. The acceptance of ageism as humor is widespread. Compare the reaction to the ageist jokes to the blowback faced by British comic Jimmy Carr, or to the outrage sparked by Dave Chappelle. So to John Mulaney, Lorne Michaels, and everyone associated with SNL, yes, we get these are jokes. Yes, we get your intentions are not serious, but the consequences are ageism is a systemic prejudice exerted on a diverse group of people based on the sole shared characteristic of age. But because John Mulaney and SNL have profited from this behavior doesn't mean they should be canceled. Oh, good. Whew, far from it. The only thing we need to cancel is ageism. I was worried about being canceled myself. Then I realized old people don't know how to download my podcast. I'm going to be so canceled by the oldies. All right. Anna Marie Tendler. Remember, she used to be married to John Mulaney. Page 6 says Anna Marie Tendler appears to have begun the process of freezing her eggs. You're curious how old Anna Marie Tendler is. She is 36. She posted a photo on Instagram showing herself pinching the skin on her stomach as she inserted a syringe. She captioned the post, eggs over easy. She did not confirm she's freezing her eggs. She clarified on her Insta story that the syringe photo was supposed to represent the female experience at large. I'd like to clear up a common misnomer about my work. This is not a photo diary. I am never commenting on any one thing. I'm rarely posting photos chronologically. I'm a fine artist. These are standalone works that speak to the female experience at large. Dave Chappelle has invested in the podcast platform Luminary. He works with them on his podcast, The Midnight Miracle, which, is it doing well? I guess it's behind the paywall and we don't know. I don't see any buzz on that podcast, and I kind of do this every day, so I'm going to guess. Chappelle said, I choose Luminary because they value artists and share my vision for reimagining audio content, The Midnight Miracle, and our unique format is changing the podcast experience. So as I mentioned on the podcast, I play trivia on Wednesday nights. This week we finished third place. We were in first place heading into the final round, but the whole game is about the final round. In the first five rounds, what is it? Five rounds, four rounds? In the first whatever rounds, it's 1 point for yes, 0 points for no. In the final round, it's 3 for yes, minus 2 for no. So if you do really well in the final round, you usually win. We've slipped from first to third. We got to go home with 4 cans of beer. Not too bad. Here is one of the trivia questions that everybody looked to me and were like, Jenny Mac, you know this one, right? I'll feed it to you into the break and see if you can figure it out. The category is humor. This comedian had a big Netflix year in 2019, releasing a comedy special, Stay Hungry, in January, and appearing in The Irishman in November. A teammate of mine said Ray Romano was in The Irishman, to which I said, yeah, but... And now the answer. This comedian had a big Netflix year in 2019. His special, Stay Hungry, and he was in The Irishman. Who is he? Sebastian Maniscalco, of course. Nailed it. Was I 100% sure? No. I was like 95% sure. I actually got it more off The Irishman thing. And then I was like, Stay Hungry. Yeah, Sebastian does food jokes. And figured it out in that direction. I know I'm the world's biggest comedy expert, but I don't have everybody's Netflix special title memorized. I mean, come on. So that's from the guys at Best Men Trivia. They told me they started a podcast. I haven't had an opportunity to listen to it yet, but they are Best Men Trivia on all their socials, and they are pretty cool guys, so check that out. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by the Best Song Ever This Week. That's a new podcast. Music journalist Scott Frampton deep dives on one song every week. This week's song is Mary Clayton's Bridge Over Troubled Water. That's the Best Song Ever This Week, wherever you get your podcasts. Nationalworld.com caught up on the Nation Comedy Awards for Stand Up to Cancer. The British seem to give out comedy awards twice a day. This particular set honors emerging and established comedy talent, with the British public voting on key prizes. Alrighty. Host Tom Allen began the show with an acknowledgement to our brother in comedy, President Zelensky, and the courageous people of Ukraine. There was a tribute to Sean Locke, who died from cancer in 2021. Sean Locke, best known as team captain on Jimmy Carr's Channel 4 comedy panel show 8 out of 10 Cats. Locke posthumously won the prize for Outstanding Male Comedy Entertainment Performance. Katherine Ryan won for Outstanding Female Comedy Entertainment Performance, also for 8 out of 10 Cats. Sex Education dominated the scripted categories, taking home 4 trophies. Billy Connolly was awarded the Victoria Wood Lifetime Achievement Award. Best stand-up show went to Ricky Gervais. Best comedy entertainment show, Taskmaster. Best comedy podcast was Daily Con... No, it wasn't. It was Chris and Rosie Ramsey with Shagged, Married, Annoyed. The whole thing's going to air on Channel 4, if you're over in that UK there, on March 5th, tomorrow, 9 p.m. And I told you the Brits do like 2 awards a day. This is a whole different set of awards from Chortle. Nominees have been revealed for the Royal Television Society Awards, a completely different award show. The nominees for comedy entertainment are The Graham Norton Show, The Late-ish Show with Mo Gilligan, and The Last Leg. Breakthrough Award nominees are a Johnny Salmon for Dreaming Whilst Black, Callum Scott-Howell's It's a Sin, and a Jana Vasan for We Are Lady Parts. Comedy performance female, Sophie Willen for Alma's Not Normal, a Jana Vasan for We Are Lady Parts, Katie Wicks for Staff Let's Flats. Comedy performance male, your nominees, Nick Muhammad Intelligence, Samson Kao, I like him a lot, Bloods, and Adil Akhtar Back to Life. My knowledge of British comedy is starting to get a little rusty. On Amazon Prime today is Amy Poehler's Lucy and Desi documentary. This is totally different from the movie that aired in December that was fantastic. This one is a documentary drawing on home movies. Back when they shot I Love Lucy, they shot it on film. That means Amy has a lot of material to draw from, not just scenes from I Love Lucy, but also behind-the-scenes footage, old audio interviews, and home movies. Screen Rant says Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder will reprise their roles for Beetlejuice 2. No, I'm not doing that. They've been working on a sequel on and off for 30 years. In 1990, there was a concept called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. That never happened. Rolling Stone says Evan Rachel Wood has joined the cast of the upcoming Weird Al Yankovic biopic. She's going to play Madonna. They released a still where Wood is dressed in like that Madonna desperately seeking Susan look. That was a good look. I'm from the 80s. Rosanna Arquette back in those days. Whew. One time it's serious. Rosanna Arquette was in Studio 5 doing an interview. I called my staff down. We had a fake meeting in Studio 4. There was a glass partition between 4 and 5. And I had a fake meeting just so I could stare at Rosanna Arquette. Creepy? Probably. And guess who's getting into comedy? That's right. You guessed correctly. Tom Brady. You may know Tom Brady from such things as the Super Bowl, the other Super Bowl, and the seven other Super Bowls. That guy. He's going to produce and act in the upcoming Paramount comedy, 80 for Brady. 80 for Brady is a film that follows four Patriots fans who take a life-changing trip to the 2017 Super Bowl, for some reason, to see their quarterback hero, Tom Brady. So who are these fans that are going to see Tom Brady? You're probably picturing some Boston guys, like Dane Cook would be good in that movie, right? Bill Burr would be fantastic in that movie. No. The four friends going to see Tom Brady in the 2017 Super Bowl. What a weird plot. Are Rita Moreno, Sally Field, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda. Rita Moreno is 90. Jane Fonda, a youthful 84. Lily Tomlin, 82. And Sally Field, 25 in my mind forever. She is a youthful 75. That ageist guy is going to cancel me. I didn't say anything. I just said how old they are. Rita Moreno is 90. She's going to see Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify. If you want to protest, Twitter is at DCN Pod. Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. There's a subreddit. You can flame me on the subreddit, which is Daily Comedy News. All good. Tomorrow and Sunday, normal episodes. I'll meet you back here in like 24 hours. I don't know when you download the show.